I ran away. I ran away from my realities and possibilities of feeling something beyond the darkness my soul beholds. And just like that, days passed by, but I just couldn't get over the fact that I am not a human anymore. Maybe I never was. Every time I breathe in, I realized over and over again how I am the bane of my existence. How tough it was for me to accept. My mind was battling all alone. Suddenly my eardrums rang softly when I heard her voice. "Ree, what happened? Are you okay?" Rika nervously tugged her hair behind her ears and uttered, Yeah, I'm fine. Why? What happened?" Rose's worrisome tone confessed it all. "Nothing. You just zoned out. It felt like not only your eyes, but your body wanted to search for something too. You know, right? I'm always here for you. Right, Ree?" Rika just couldn't get over the fact that Rose's concern was all that kept her red through all the blues. Because even by saying her name, one can imagine what she is. How her emerald green eyes seem like the fresh blooming buds of the garden she mows. Her cheeks and even her tiny pointy nose seem like kissed all over by blush pinks. Every part of her body seems like a fresh rose caressed, kissed, and admired by the angels from heaven. Even the bridge of her nose was dotted with tiny brown freckles that sparkled under the sun. In my relapse, all my eyes ever searched for were her arms, because she was my sanity. I was the child who was experimented on for the little Albert experiment. My mom died when I was 14. Now, after 10 years, I still zone out. It still scares me when some outparts of horror flash in my eyes. My mom and I buried my birth name and no one knows what happened with me. And Rose is the only one who knows what it meant to me to be a lab rat. I live with her. Everyone thinks that she is my sister. However, we are not. She is my lover and my sanity. In my secrecy, I find my normalcy with her.